Welcome to Reflection Time, the program that looks at world events and everyday issues through the eyes of the scriptures, and as well shares with you some inspirational music. Welcome to Reflection Time. We're glad that you've joined us on the program today. For those of you who joined into our program last week, you're aware that we'll be continuing with the second part of our discussion we had with Bruce Moss. So we'll forego some of our typical format, such as the Lifeline Health production and the Amazing Fact, because we're fortunate to have Bruce in the studio again with us today to carry on with our discussion from last week. Bruce is in the studio. He's discussing his new album that he's completed recently, entitled Take Me to Calvary, a thoughtful look at what Christ endured leading up to the cross and through his journey to the cross and afterwards. We played a few songs last week from this album, and we want to share a couple more. But Bruce, welcome back to the studio again this week.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's good to be here.
So last week we played a few of the tracks. We played the title track entitled Take Me to Calvary, as well as He Is Risen and the Sprinkled Blood. And the next song we want to look at on your CD is entitled Through Your Blood, which really ties into the other song that you had entitled The Sprinkled Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts in your mind? Because I know you have a bit of a history or a bit of a story as to how this one even came to be in your mind.
Yeah, this song actually, I was telling you off air there that I would spend a lot of time on my website and in doing the recording for a lot of the songs on this CD. And I felt like I needed to get a break from it actually. And I decided to take my dog for a walk and walk to our postal box, which is about a half hour each way from where I live. And as I was walking, the words came to me, through your side you have given me the gift of life, through your hands and through your feet, flowing on the mercy seat. And I said, wow, that's powerful words, And I had nothing to write them down with, and I knew it was going to take me almost another 40 minutes before I get back to a pen. So I kept repeating. I kept repeating them, and when I got back, this song came, and I really like this piece. It shows what God, allowed His Son Jesus to go through.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to that one now?
Yeah, I'd love to listen to that one.
Okay, so here is Through Your Blood.
Daylight is dawning, I will rise in the cool of the morning. I will come to my quiet place, where I can meditate on Thee. Jesus, I'm longing for the day when I will see You face to face. When on bended knees I will proclaim Your majesty. Through Your Son You have given me the gift of life. Through Your hands and through Your feet flowing on the mercy seat. Through my tears, I am humbled and amazed that your love and grace would pay the wages of my sin through your blood. Father, I thank you for your Son and for all that you have done through the blood of Christ. He was my willing sacrifice. Father, forgive me now, I pray. Open my eyes again today, so that I may see what you have done for me. Through your Son, you have given me the gift of life. Through your hands and through your feet, flowing on the mercy seat. Through my tears, I am humbled and amazed that your love and grace would pay the wages of my sin through your blood. Jesus, I thank you every day for your willingness to pay the price for me. That day on Calvary, you were rejected and alone. When you were bleeding to the bone, so willingly, and you did it all for me. Through your Son, you have given me the gift of life. Through your hands and through your feet, flowing on the mercy seat. Through my tears, I am humbled and amazed that your love and grace would pay the wages of my sin through your blood. You have given me the gift of life. Through your hands and through your feet, flowing on the mercy seat. Through my tears, I am humbled and amazed that your love and grace would pay the wages of my sin through your blood. That your love and grace would pay the wages of my sin through your blood.
Bruce, there's a lot more significance to that song and the truth about the salvation that we have through the blood of Jesus than we can fit into this half-hour program, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
The fact, you know, the blood from his side, from his hands and his feet, and the mercy seat, you know. Then we discussed briefly, but in the last program as well, the importance of the sanctuary message. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ right now, this very moment, is in the heavenly sanctuary pleading with his blood before the heavenly mercy seat in our behalf.
Amen.
You know, and even mentioned in the first program as well, you know, people are comfortable when they look at Christ in the manger. They're comfortable when they see Christ nailed to the cross in front of the church. But people don't often think of the fact that he's alive and at the right hand of the Father right now in the sanctuary is a high priest in the most holy place on our behalf.
Absolutely.
And without that, we'd have no chance of salvation.
Absolutely. And he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to judge the world.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, just when we were off the air as well, we were talking about the Passover lamb, you know, Christ being the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share what you said there while we were off the air, because I found that very interesting about the fact that what Herod had to say about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, the Passover lamb was taken 4 days before it was killed. And it was inspected to make sure that it was perfect. It was spotless. And if you read in Scripture when Jesus was taken before for Herod and Pilate and back and forth, you know, and finally Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was, you know,
he was the Lamb without blemish.
He was the Lamb of God without blemish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was acceptable as the final sacrifice, right, for the atonement of all sin.
Yeah. And little did Herod himself know.
Herod had no idea.
Of his own words, but yet
God is in control.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He not only sets up kings and, you know, takes them down, he gives them the words that they speak too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Powerful. Very powerful. What's your next project you're working on, Bruce?
I've started number 5. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I've got 2 or 3 songs started, a couple finished. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So you've got a few songs completed so far.
I've got a couple. I wrote a piece for the dedication at the church there a while back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a baby dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to do special music for that, and I had nothing that I thought was really appropriate. And God gave me a piece. I call it Our Savior's Lullaby.
Yeah, I heard that one. That was wonderful. It's powerful,
too. It's a beautiful piece.
So, do you anticipate the next one will have a theme to it like this CD does, or is that yet to be determined?
It's yet to be determined. I think this one, of the 4 that I've recorded to date, this one is more theme-centered, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more theme-centered. Yeah. And we'll just have to wait and see, Paul.
Yeah. And as well with any future projects, I know off the air we're talking about the fact where you'd mentioned that, you'd like to even get the chance to, you know, perform live. Because, in the past, even before your Christian experience, you're a live performer quite often.
You traveled extensively. Yeah.
But you'd like to get back into that. But now in the with the music that the Lord has given you.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was 20 years in the secular music industry. You know, I was playing quite extensively, traveling quite a lot, and I would like to do this now with my music ministry. You know,
yeah.
People that have visited my website have signed my guest book, and I've been having some wonderful comments. So praise God.
Yeah. Any ideas as to where, you know, would you travel if you're, if you're to perform live? Are you open to that, or are you just locally, or what did you have in mind, or what are you open to?
I would travel wherever God would want me to go. I've been involved with an orphanage in Kenya. I think we discussed that on an earlier program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Africa, but I certainly would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, if that's God's will, so be it, you know.
So if anybody's hearing us on this program now and they are inspired to contact you to perform live in any venue, how can they reach you?
They can reach me through my website, which I've given on last week's program, but I'll give it again. www.thebloodofthelamb.com, Bruce Moss. I have an email address, songmangospel, songmangospel, at yahoo.ca. Mm-hmm. So they can contact me through those sources.
Yeah. And
or they can get hold of you here at the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. If any one of the listeners want to contact us here at the station, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Radio Reflection, all one word, at yahoo.ca. And likewise, on your site, there's contact information should people want to purchase any of your CDs that you have out now.
All the information is on my site. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you also have sound clips, sound bites from the song. Some of them, anyway.
Yeah, I've got 23 full songs uploaded that you can listen to the complete song.
Mm-hmm.
There's 59 that's been recorded on the 4 CDs, so mm-hmm. I've uploaded 23 that you can sample.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this CD that we're looking at here today, Bruce, is there any one song that you would consider as your favorite? We played a few now, but I never asked you. Is there any that really stand out for you, maybe spoke to you the most?
Well, I like The Bible Tells Me So.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to say. I've got so many songs. I've recorded so many songs. I don't go back and... You know, I just continue to move ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot I really like, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever get tired of some of the older ones or not?
After I stop listening for a while, as you can appreciate, when I'm recording these songs, I'm doing so many takes and tracks and so for a period it's kind of, whoa, you know, too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but after I get away from it for a while and go back and re-listen, you know, it has a fresher feeling again, you know.
Yeah, and I believe on a few of the songs you've had a guest that's helped you out with a couple of them. You know, Isabel LaCroix, because she's helped you out on a little bit on some of the previous work that you've done as well. Is she not?
She has. Isabel was with me on my first CD, To God Be the Glory, and she provided violin, viola, and some vocals on that CD. And she moved away then, and the next two projects were solo work by just myself, and I had an opportunity to have her come back for a couple of songs on this fourth one.
So is it any vocal work from her on these, or just the instrumental?
Not much vocal work, because she did a little bit of vocal work on Babylon Has Fallen, but mostly violin work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's a phenomenal, fantastic performer.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Very talented.
They like to work with too.
Yeah.
We have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you anticipate you'd be working with her at all on your next CD, or is that still
so.
To be determined?
We've been talking about it, and God willing, I would love to have her.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you ever get a chance to perform live with her too, I mean, that would be a treat as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because the two of you certainly work well together, yeah. Any other guests you had on this CD or not?
This CD, no, just Isabel. Yeah. Actually, the first one had Matthew Kashila, was also on that first one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Helped me with a lot of harmonies and that, right?
Yeah. Another very talented individual, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had so much fun doing it, you know. It's a labor of love for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I so enjoy it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And as you mentioned before, this is full time for you now. This
absolutely,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, it's your day job then.
It's my day job,
yeah.
And
long into the evenings as well.
Oh yeah, I put in a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah. How long does it take you to put together a song? You know, because not only are you composing it and putting the lyrics to it, you're doing everything.
I'm doing tracks, everything. Yeah, I'm doing the arrangements. It can vary, you know, The Bible Tells Me So. It took me quite a while. But the one we just played, Through Your Blood, that came very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to maintain the message. You know, I want the message to be out front, not to be buried under the, you know, the instrument tracks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been interesting, Paul.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned that you and you're walking, you know, one of the songs that had come to you when you're walking to the mailbox, and you often get your inspirational sources from perhaps nature. Anything else on this CD that was, you know, happened to be a strong inspiration for you?
Actually, Forward Ever, Backward Never.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Pastor Eric's first sermon.
Oh, okay.
And that was a catchphrase that he used.
Oh, I never realized that.
Yeah, it was a catchphrase he used, and he said, forward ever, backward never.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. Matthew was there too. Matthew Kashila was also there during that sermon. So after the sermon, I said to Matthew, I got a great concept for a song.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me kind of strange, and he pulled out a piece of paper. He had written it down, too. So he had the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the song, I wrote this piece very quickly and recorded very quickly, actually,
mm-hmm.
and was able to include it on this CD.
Yeah, because that wasn't that long ago. That was maybe 10, 12 weeks ago.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so that came together fairly quickly then.
And it just so happened that Isabel was back visiting.
Oh, well,
so she was able to come into the studio and just lay down some violin for it.
Yeah. It seems like a very a title that's wants you to make you march forward type thing. You know, it's a battle charge. You know,
yeah. Forward ever, backward never.
Yeah. Because when God sends us forward, you know, the one command that is unknown to Him is the command to retreat.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because no retreat.
Yeah, it's always forward. Mm. And to us, you know, we think, how is that possible? But to Him, He knows no defeat.
Absolutely.
Which is powerful. There's nobody else that can claim that. Knows no defeat.
He's in control.
Yeah. What is it in the song that stands out to you other than title? Because we're going to close with this one in a couple minutes.
Okay.
But, and maybe you could just maybe walk us through it a little bit as to the... apart from the title itself, what really spoke to you?
It's the message that you just mentioned, you know, like, don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
If God be for you, who can be against you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We are to step out in faith, trust in Him,
mm-hmm.
and He will see us to the end, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the message of this song, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, like I said, it was a delight to have Isabel available to... do some violin work here, and
mm-hmm.
it's a joyful song, really.
Yeah.
It's a song of promise, hope.
Yeah. So we'll listen to that one now, Bruce. But before we do that, invite our listeners to stay tuned for the second half of our program. And once again, our contact information, if you want to find out some more information about Bruce or how to purchase his CDs, or even if you're interested in having him perform live, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. As we close this first half hour of the program, this is one of the tracks on Bruce's latest CD entitled Forward Ever, Backward Never, on the CD entitled Take Me to Calvary.
Forward ever, backward never, straight ahead the course is set. Onward, upward, always reaching for the goal with no regret. What can this world of woe now offer to replace the throne of God? Forward ever, backward never, walking in the Savior's love. Forward ever, backward never, run the race with all your might. With your eyes fixed on the Savior, He will be your guiding light. Store up treasures fit for heaven, do not worry nor be faint. Forward ever, backward never, come to worship with the saints. Not worry for tomorrow, cast your cares upon the Lord. He will wipe away your sorrow, He will be your just reward. Forward ever, back. backward never. Stay the course and you will see the glory of the King of Heaven coming down for you and me. Sound the trumpet, ring the bell, preach the gospel of the King. Forward ever, backward never, loud hosannas we will sing. Forward ever, backward never, never doubting, always sure. Put your trust and faith in Jesus, then your life will be secure. Place your sins upon the altar, every wrong you must confess. Forward ever, backward never, you will be forever blessed. Do not worry for tomorrow, cast your cares upon the Lord. He will wipe away your sorrow, He will be your just reward. He will wipe away your sorrow, He will be your just reward.
And that brings to a close our first half hour of Reflection Time. If you have any questions or comments, as usual, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca.
Broadcasting from the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, this is MUN Radio, 93.5 CHMR-FM.
And this brings to an end our program for today. We hope you've enjoyed the presentation. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Remember this week to take time to reflect on God's Word, and whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.